mascot. All right, that one looks a lot better. Given a couple of warm-ups after the Hornets ran off the field. And so as it stands, Ludlam will be at third and Edge at second. There'll be two outs. And now the inning resumes, finally. Standing in will be Keegan Coffey. 3-2 is the call. All right, full count on the batter. Three balls and two strikes. McDonald ready. There's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off the edge of the bat. Down the first base line. So they'll come back and do it again. Full count, 3-2. McDonald checking the sign. Checks the runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Down low. He walked him. And Coffey takes the base. Second walk given up in the inning, so the bases are loaded, and that will bring up Jesse Key. Key, the right fielder, a strikeout victim last time, becomes the seventh batter of the inning for Pleffield. Gilman leading 2-1, taking the lead in this inning. Get a chance to get the big lead here with a base hit. The pitch, check swing, he went around, strike one, nothing in one. Good pitch from Jacob McDonald of the Hornets. This is WRCL in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Spring sports on the radio today. Nothing in one. Time is called. McDonald goes through with a motion. Batter had called time and stepped out. Jacob awaits the batter's arrival, gets back to the mound, working from the stretch. Nothing in one to the hitter, and the pitch ripped in the air. Well hit. Left center field, left fielder is back. That ball is out of here for a grand slam home run by Jesse Key. Holy cow. That wasn't wind-aided either. Wow. A grand slam home run. Three runners score before him. Key will touch them all here. And Platteville will celebrate at home plate. Well, needless to say, that was a big call by the umpires, putting the Hornets back out to the field. But again, it was the right call. Ludlam scores. Edge scores. Coffey scores in the inning. Platteville leads it 5-1 here in the inning, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 runs across. Should be 6-1. Yeah, we're lacking a run on the scoreboard. All right. Cam Key is the batter. The pitch ripped to left. That's a base hit. Key, the eighth hitter of the inning, and he nails a single to left field. So Platteville in the lead by 5 runs now in the bottom of the third, and it continues. A courtesy runner is coming out for the catcher. That's Dylan Weigel, and he makes his way out to first base to run for the catcher. McDonald and the Hornets trying to get out of it. Tashner, the ninth hitter of the inning, taps the plate and gets ready. Jacob McDonald to the belt. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Jonah Vorwald, who led off the inning with a walk, is in the hitter circle. Target up. McDonald is set. And here's the pitch. There is a curveball. Strike two. Upping in two. Well, the Hornets, it's kind of a wild night. 5-run deficit really isn't all that much, right? Pitch is down low for a ball. There are some games where you think one or two runs seem like 10, but I think runs can be scored tonight. Wind can help a little bit, perhaps. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. The pitch is down low for a ball. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. 5 runs across in the inning for Platteville. A runner at first and 2 away. 2-2 for McDonald. He checks the runner at first. Back to the belt, and the pitch outside for ball 3, and the count is full. Lots of long at-bats here or all of these batters taking the count a little deeper. The stretch of the pitch, that one inside, and it hit him. So Tashner will take a base. There will be two aboard now, and Platteville has batted around. That'll bring up Borwall for the second time in the inning, and it continues. Richland Center with conference wins over River Valley and Prairie du Chien. I talked to Coach Lemke about it. Anytime you defeat Prairie du Chien in baseball, that's something worth celebrating because they're such a good program, and those wins are hard to come by, it seems. McDonald with a pitch inside, ball one on the batter, Borwald, who walked and scored last time. A couple of walks, an error in the inning. And then in between there, a hit and a grand salami. Here's the pitch. There is a strike call. One ball and one strike. Well, it's had a couple of outs fairly early in the inning. One and one. Here's the pitch. Down low, and it's going to be snagged by the catcher. The runners will stay put. Ethan Haney comes up with it. And the count goes to 2-1. Time called. Our runners tag and get their leads. McDonald with the pitch. That one bounced toward the middle. Played there by Lane Miller. Steps on the bag in time for the force at second. And that will do it. Fielder's choice for Borwald. And that takes care of Platteville finally in the inning. They score five times. And they do it with the aid of three base hits. There was an error and one left aboard. We go to the fourth inning, 6-1 Platteville over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Ethan Gall leading it off, and lines one foul down the third base line. Pulls it sharply down into the left field corner. Ethan will be followed by Cole Wassinger and Logan Peterson. 5, 6, and 7 batters for the Hornets in the fourth. 6-1 Platteville. Mom looking in for the sign from the windup, and the pitch. Well, ball low, it looks like. One ball and one strike. Gall grounded out last time. Steps back in, and Mum is set up. Key with a target up. And the pitch to Ethan. It's going to be a check swing. He went around. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Six runs for Platteville on five hits. One run and total of four hits for the Hornets. From the windup, and here comes the pitch. That one is down low. Pops off the catcher and goes straight up in the air. Two balls and two strikes. Both pitchers working on control issues. Three strikeouts for Trenton Mum tonight. He's been pretty consistent. Hornets have taken him high in the count there a lot of times tonight. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. And now the batter is going to be standing back, getting set, is Gauld. Gauld ready. Mum looking down the barrel. Key with the target up. And here's the pitch. That's outside for a ball. So the count is full now, three balls and two strikes to the batter. Gaul trying to get on base any old way. Mum working the windup and the pitch. Bouncing ball, slow roller, third base side. Donahoe picks, throws, and got him. Riley Donahoe over to Keegan Coffey, one up and one down in the Hornets. Half of the fourth inning. Cole Wasinger will be the batter. That bottom of the third, Tim Feed timing it out, said it took 24 minutes. So that's why we're only in the fourth inning. Just joining us tonight. That was a long one. Wasinger lined out last time, had a base hit stolen by Garrison Tashner at second. This one popped foul out of play. Look out, everybody. Nothing in one to count. Ball lands safely over on the softball area. These diamonds fairly close together. There's a chance that a softball could come rolling over here or a baseball could come rolling over there. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch. That one bounced toward first and backhanded by Coffey on the bag for the out. And there are two up and two down. So Mum has retired four in a row. And that brings up Richland Center's D.H. Logan Peterson. Either team has gone tonight without longer innings. There was a 1-2-3 inning for Platteville in the second. McDonald's best pitching inning. There's a strike on Peterson, and it is nothing in one. Logan batting in the number seven spot. Darius Salazar, the right fielder, not batting at the present time. Nothing in one. There's the pitch. Curveball strike and a good one. Right on the outside portion of the plate. So two strikes on the hitter. I'm looking for the target. It is set up outside. Peterson chokes up on the bat. And here's the pitch. Outside, he shot the corner and missed. And the count is one ball and two strikes. Peterson taps the plate. I'm looking for the target from the windup. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Hornets and River Valley playing one of the longest games that I've ever broadcast. That was last year. What was it, 14 innings? 15? 14 innings. That was the night I told June, yeah, I'll be home around 7. And it was after 9. You never know. Here's the pitch. Curveball is high, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. I've learned to never plan anything afterwards, because you never know. Extra inning games are not uncommon. Late starts, rain delays. Full count offering, Mum deals. That one is swung on and missed, and Platteville with a 1-2-3 inning in the field. Four strikeouts recorded now by Trenton Mum through four innings for the Hornets in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Platteville leading it 6-1 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business. Technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
We all experience stress. Often, we ignore it until it becomes overwhelming. If you are experiencing stress, try the 4-7-8 breathing method. Find a comfortable position, sitting upright or lying down. Breathe in slowly for 4 counts, hold the breath for 7 counts, and slowly exhale for 8 counts. Then repeat. This breathing pattern can reduce feelings of stress and promote well-being. If you are experiencing stress that is impacting your ability to live daily life, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to be connected to resources.
The Hornets with a pitching change as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Thomas Hohner is now in to throw for Richland Center. 5 hits given up by Jacob McDowell, and he strikes out a total of 4 batters and walks a pair here in the game. Bottom of 4, 6-1 Platteville. For Thomas, first batter he will face is the top of the order and Lucas Ludlum. Lucas 2-for-2 with 2 runs scored tonight for the Hillman. Sun has gone under, and it is chilly again here at Platteville. Breeze cutting across the diamond. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Impressed by Thomas, as we talked about on the pregame show. Soaks up a lot of innings, but he's just a gamer. He's out there ready to throw. Defensively, Jacob McDowell moves behind the plate after pitching. This one is a ball, and the count even at 1-1. Hornets make the switch. I believe Ethan Haiti might be out of the game then as a result. Swinging strike, and it is 1-2. Tell you officially on that, but sometimes hard to pick up where they go in the outfield. Nobody on the infield has changed. Here's a high fly to left field. Going over is Baker. Center fielder coming over. Brady Dosh running grab in the left center field gap, and there is one away. The Hornets finally retire Lucas Ludlum. It'll bring up number 21, Riley Donahoe, batting here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Grand slam home run by Jesse Key changed this game drastically. From the windup, the pitch. Curveball is a ball. Hey, didn't miss by much. 1-0. Late game tonight, I promised Bill Kleining to get him some potato Olays at Taco John's, but maybe they'll be closed. You never know. Curveball chopped to left field. That's a base hit by Riley Donahoe. He's got his second hit tonight. One on with one away for Platteville, and Carson Upnorth will be the batter. He is 0-for-2, flew out to center field his last time up. So one on with one away in the fourth inning for Platteville. Coach Knight given the signal, and the batter stands in. Owner, the right-hander, is ready to pitch. That one hangs high. 1-0. Lane Miller, along with Jacob McDowell and Thomas Owner, will be the 1, 2, and 3 pitchers for the season for the Hornets. 1-0 offering, now a pickoff move. The runner is back at first base. Owner does not go with the throw. Back and ready to 1-0. It's going to be taken for a ball, and it's 2-0. McDonald ready to come out firing. In case that runner took off to second base, he stays put. 2-0. Owner to the belt, the pitch. That one is high, and it's ball three. Richland Center's soccer girl trailing Dodge Point 7-0 at last word. Tapping the plate, the batter is back in. There's the deal. That one is going to be high, and he walked in. So two aboard for Platteville in the fourth inning. That'll bring up David Edge. First walk given up by Thomas Hohner. Edge wearing number 10, playing left field for the Hillman. Hohner is set to work. Checks the runner at second. The pitch popped first base side. Hornets giving chase, and they're going to run out of room. It hits on top of the first base dugout. New baseball comes out as that one is retrieved. Richland Center on the first base dugout side, and Platteville on the third. Home dugout. Hornets have their home dugout on the first base side back home. Here's the pitch. That one called a strike. So a couple of strikes now on the batter, David Edge, after fouling it off. Two strike offering. Standing in now is Edge. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball left field. Base hit. They're going to away the runner, it looks like, as the ball is going to be thrown in. And it is 7-1 Platteville. RBI hit from David Edge. Drives in Riley Donahoe. Going to second base is up north and Edge at first with the RBI hit. That brings up Keegan Coffey here in the fourth inning. Coffey is grounded out and walked and scored. Runners lead at first and second. One away in the inning. This one hit high in the air to right field. Should be playable. Salazar coming on and makes the running grab. Runner tags, and Darius comes up with a good throw. Oh, back to second. Almost got him. That was cut off by the shortstop on the throw from the outfield, and Lane Miller slapped the tag on the back of the runner and nearly got him. There are two away, and Jesse Key will be the batter. He had the grand slam home run last time. Left center field gap. Wind or no wind, he got all of it. Owner is set, checks the runner at second. The pitch high and tight. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Platteville hitting in the last of the fourth inning. Up north leads at second. Edge from first, the pitch. That one is outside. Two balls and no strikes to the hitter. Owner working from the stretch. Up north leads it. Second. Edge from first. The pitch ripped way out of here. Foul ball down the left field line. And that goes as a strike. 2-1 on the batter. Brewer baseball going on tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. It's not easy to be a Brewer pitcher. Lots of injuries. 2-1 offering. That one is swung on and a piece of it. Fouled back, and it's strike two. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Platteville trying to bring more around, and the Hornets trying to put a little water on the flame. Here's the pitch. Change up. Well, time was called. It was going to be strike three if he takes it all the way, but time had been issued. The Brewers' Jacob Junis hit in the back of the neck last night during warm-ups, and he's a pitcher. Pirates currently leading middle of the third, 1-0. According to our source there, Mr. Hayden Burke, thank you. He's got the phone as he brings it in. Brewers trailing in that one against the Pirates, the rival from their division. Yeah, Jacob Junis is just playing catch in the outfield and got line drive by a Pittsburgh batter who was taking batting practice. Owner back and ready. Runners leading and one and two. The pitch bounced toward the shortstop. Lane Miller backhands. Comes up with a bullseye. The other end is Wes Bosworth, and that'll do it for Platteville in the fourth. But they do come back to score a run. They do it with the aid of a couple of base hits. There were no errors and two left aboard. We go to the fifth inning here in Platteville. 7-1. Hillman leading the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
We're in the fifth inning here for the Hornets. Leading off will be Ethan Haiti. He did stay in the ballgame. We were kind of contemplating where the Hornets had moved people around. Let me see. Coming in next will be, Thomas Hohner came in the number nine spot. So he takes the place in the lineup of Brenton Baker, who was playing left field. So Hohner enters the game as the pitcher. That means Ethan Haiti is now playing in the outfield. Haiti leads it off, then Thomas Hohner, and then the top of the order, Brady Dosh. Trenton Mum still in the ballgame for Platteville. Hillman leading it, 7-1. Key with the glove up, and Mum from the windup, and here's the pitch. There's a strike call. Nothing in one. Haiti has one of the four Hornet hits today. Out of winter coats, coming back out here as the game has progressed. Hood's up, nothing in one. The pitch popped up, first base side, and out of play. Two strikes now on the batter. Back it goes to Mum. Owner will be up for the first time today in the second spot here for the Hornets. Top of five. Mum ready to roll. Lines up and fires. That one is outside. So one ball, two strikes on Ethan Haiti here in this fifth inning. I'm looking for the sign from the windup. There's the pitch. And it's down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Is there some rain? Oh, yep. Clouds rolling over. Lovely. We thought we had kind of maybe skirted by that today. Here's the next pitch. That one is high. The count is now full. It's 3-2 on the batter. 80 trying to hang in there. Full count offering from Trenton Mum. Key with the glove up. From the windup, there's the pitch. Ripped on the ground. Base hit. Good at bat for Ethan Haiti. Payoff pitch, and he took it to left field. Richland Center with its fifth hit today. And that brings up Thomas Hohner, the pitcher. Thomas will get a chance to converse with his coach at third base. Coach Lemke has called timeout. Now the batter is back in and ready. Runner at first base is Ethan Haiti. Mom is set to work. Owner cocks the bat. Joe's bunt. Here's the pitch. Bunted foul. Nothing in one. Owner trying to push that runner over there, perhaps. Set the table for the top of the order, Brady Dosh. do next. Owner steps out. Gets the other foot back in and ready to go. Mum from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Batter shows bunt, brings it back. It's a ball. One and one to the hitter. Owner set to work. Mom back to the belt. Here's the pitch. Runner leaning and going, but it's a bunted ball foul. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to Homer. Radar showing no rain over Platteville. Maybe some around Richland Center, huh? 1-2 offering now to Thomas Hohner. The pitch, bouncing ball to third base. Glove there by Donahoe to second one. The relay is high and wild and down the line, and Hohner is getting back to first base. Had a thought of maybe going towards second. Did the ball go out of play? It does not look like it did. So Thomas will stay at first base. 80 forced at second. 6-4 put out. Fielder's choice for Thomas, and now Brady Dosh. Brady looking for his first hit today. One away in the fifth. Mom is set. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch for the runner going. Pop up. First base side. Who's got it? Coffey pulls it in from the first base bag for the second out. Owner stays at first base. Two away for Jacob McDonald. Jacob has a couple of hits today. Singled and scored in the first. Singled in the third. Brenton Mum ready to go. Here comes the pitch. That one is going to be ripped up the middle and in there for a base hit. McDonald 3-for-3 today. Stopping at second is Hohner. So Jacob having a hot bat today, and the hitter will be Lane Miller. Lane 1-for-2 today. He has singled and struck out. Makes his way in. Runners leading at 1-and-2. Mum is set. Here's the pitch. High. One ball and no strikes. And Trenton Mum probably getting up a little bit in the pitch count now. He's had some longer innings against the Hornets. Probably fine for this inning. 1-0 count. Here's the deal. Ripped in the air. High fly ball left center field. It's carrying well. It's getting up and out of here for a home run. For the Hornets, how about that? Three-run shot for Lane Miller out of the left center field area, and he'll touch them all, and the Hornets draw a little closer. It is 7-4. Well, this one's not over. A wild one going on in Platteville. Owner scores, McDonald scores ahead of the home run by Lane Miller. Three-run shot, and that'll bring up Wes Bosworth. Everything with two out. And Bosworth, the batter, he had a fielder's choice RBI back in the first. 1-for-2. Mum is ready. There's the pitch. That one is low. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Bosworth back in. The Hornets left-handed power hitter. Cleanup spot for the Hornets. Nothing to clean up. Trying to get back on base. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball two. Two and nothing. Hornets within three runs here in the top of the fifth inning. Mum takes a deep breath. Now from the windup, the 2-0 offering is fouled straight back. 2-1. Ethan Gauld due next for Richland Center. Bosworth checks back in. Mum looking in for the target from Key. from the windup. The 2-1 offering is going to be called strike two. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Two is across the board. 2-2 with two outs. Brenton Munn looks in the mitt. Now looks for the sign. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball three. Full up now on the batter. Richland Center has had some long innings. The Hornets have gone in order only once. That was in the previous inning. Bosworth taps the plate. Full count coming up. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled. Got a piece of the catcher. So Wes Bosworth stays alive. Looking at the Platteville bottom of the inning, they'll have the 7, 8, and 9 batters at the plate. Full count from Mom. From the windup, here's the payout pitch again. Rip foul way out of here, left field side. Bosworth hitting it over into the auxiliary soccer field. Jacob McDonald, the previous pitcher for the Hornets. Owner on the mound now. Trenton Mumm for Platteville on the mound. He has gone the distance. Full count. Mumm from the windup. Here comes the 3-2. It's strike three call. Mumm comes back for a beauty, and that will do it for the Hornets in the inning. That's five Ks for Mumm. Three runs across for Richland Center on three base hits. The big blow, the three-run shot by Lane Miller. There were no errors and none left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 7-4 Platteville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store. Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. WRCO.
Welcome back to Platteville. Phil Nee with you tonight. 6:38 on a Tuesday night. Bottom of the fifth. Platteville with the AB and a swing and a piece of it. Foul back by the catcher, Cam Key. He'll be followed by Garrison Tashner and Jonah Vorwall. Key is 1-for-2. Thomas Hohner back to the mound from the windup. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Count goes to 1-1. Get some correspondence from former coach Sean Ruland, who recalls the baseball game I was speaking about earlier in the broadcast. 1-1 is ripped up the middle, and that's a base hit for Cam Key. Platteville has a solid single. It was a River Valley, Iowa Grant game, and I remember that part. Good memory. Sean says it was in 1996, and we went till total darkness, and I believe 13 innings, and Sean remembers that it started to snow as well. I think it probably did. And I remember River Valley was the, they were the home team. It was at River Valley. So Iowa Grant had scored a run in the top of the inning, and I remember thinking, okay, well, it's finally going to be over. At that point, it's like, somebody win this game, okay? And then River Valley came back in the bottom of the inning and tied it. Then it was called because of darkness and snow or whatever was happening. And if I recall, it wasn't that early in April, too. It was probably about this time of year. Dasher leads at first. Bunted ball out in front of the plate, picked up by Horner. He winds and fires, won't get in. Everybody safe here for Platteville in the fifth inning. Cam Key at second. Garrison Tashner at first with the bunt single. And Jonah Vorwald will be the batter. Vorwald has walked and hit into a fielder's choice, and he did that all in the same inning. In the third, he batted twice. Up for the third time. Here we go. Horner looking in for the target. Runners lead at first and second. And the pitch. It's going to be a bunt attempt, and he committed. Strike one, the call. We've got a lot of cold ones over the years. Remember some softball games. One that I always remember was moved to the middle school diamond back when they still would play once in a while there. Roska Park was not playable. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. Did not have the current high school field. That was prior to the current high school, but moved out to the middle school. And by the third inning, it was snowing, and you couldn't see the bases. So runners were running down the line like, okay, it's got to be here somewhere. Here's the pitch, high fly to center field. Brady Dosh on his horse. He's got it. Runners tag now. And coming on to third base is Cam Key. And on to holding at first base is the runner, Garrison Tashner. Vorwald gave it a good ride. Brady Dosh back and caught that. Probably about 20 feet in front of the 340 mark out there. There is one away. And the hitter, top of the order, Lucas Ludlum, 2-for-3. He's got a couple of singles, and he has scored twice. Now the sun is out. Practically raining here a little bit ago, and now the sun is out. Amazing the difference. Not a heat wave, but it feels better. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Ball goes back to Thomas Horner. 7-4, our score. Platteville leading in the bottom of the fifth inning. Owner ready. Here's the pitch. Change up. Runner going. It's a ball. Throw to second. High into center field. And a run is going to score. Runner going to third base. Going to be a play. Gall puts the tag on. Not in time. So the runner scores from second on the overthrow. Tashner heads to third base on the play. Ludlum now at the plate with a runner at third base. It is 8-4. Platteville. And Horner goes back to work. Only one away. Thomas with the pitch. That one got away. And McDonald is back to get it. Jacob started the game. Now catching is his position. Keeping Haiti in left field. Here's the pitch. Change up. Hit right field and deep. Back goes the right fielder, and Salazar's got it. Platteville's going to tag. Here comes the throw, not in time. Tashner scores on a sack fly by Lucas Ludlum. He gets his second RBI tonight on a long fly ball to right field. That'll bring up Riley Donahoe. He's 2-for-3 at this second spot in the order for Platteville. He has an RBI and has scored a run. Platteville back in the lead by 5 at 9-4. Horner to the belt, the pitch. There's a ball, one ball and no strikes. Horner back to the hill. Here comes the next pitch to Donahoe. This one ripped to left field and fairly well hit. It's going to gap out there, picked up by Dosh. Does a good job of bringing it in. The runner has gone about halfway and now gets back to first base. Brady Dosh stepped into a single on that one. So one on with two away for Carson Opnorth. Opnorth will move up on the handles a little bit, and Horner goes back to work. Runner at first, two away, bottom of five. Hornets took him 1-2-3 in the third, but Platteville has had some long innings. This one popped up. Foul ball out of play. Nothing in one. Platteville sending nine. They got 10 batters to the plate in the third inning. 7 batters in the fourth. And right now they're on batter number 6 in the fifth inning. Nothing and one to the batter. Owner ready, and here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left. Well hit. The left fielder is back, and that ball is off the fence. Here comes Donahoe to third base. Throw there, not in time. It's a double for Ott North, and Platteville still alive and kicking here in the fifth inning. A double by Ott North, a DH, and now here comes Coach Ryan Lemke out of the Richland Center dugout. Two away in the fifth inning. Platteville threatening to score more, and Coach Lemke out to the mound. Hornets looking for that elusive third out in the inning. Join us following the game tonight for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO Radio. We'll also make mention of the Duncan play of the game, Duncan Rewards, sponsoring the turning point of the game. We've enjoyed that during this school year very much. Well, the conference is over for the Hornets staff. And the batter, David Inch, he has struck out. He has reached on an error and singled to knock in a run. Honer is ready. Runners at second and third. Donahoe at third. Ott North at second. Here's the pitch. Change up. Hit high in the air to right field. Darius Salazar is over. And he's got it for out number three. That'll finally do it for Platteville. Two putouts in the inning for Salazar in that right field spot. Platteville sends seven men to the plate. They score twice, and they do it with the aid of four base hits. No errors, two left aboard. We go to the sixth inning. Platteville leading it 9-4 over the Hornets in high school baseball. Live from Platteville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
We go to the sixth inning. Ethan Gauld will lead it off, followed by Cole Wasinger and Logan Peterson for Richland Center. 9-4, Platteville leading in this Southwest Conference game. A key one, Platteville trying to hand Richland Center its first conference loss of the year. Bum from the windup and a pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Just joining us, home runs in the ballgame, a grand slam from Jesse Key of Platteville. Broke open a one-run game. That was in the third inning. And more recently, Lane Miller of Richland Center with a three-run home run last inning. Here's the pitch, bounced sharply on the infield. Down is Ludlam, deep in the hole at short, high throw, and brought down by Coffey. What a way. Ludlam playing a strong shortstop. Around the horn it goes, and that brings up Cole Wasinger. So realistically, and I've not seen all the conference teams this year, but you're looking at Ludlam for Platteville and Lane Miller for Richland Center, probably two of the conference's best at shortstop right here in the same game. There's the pitch. That one is high. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Wasinger looking for his first hit. Line one to the second baseman, Garrison Kashner, back in the second. Kashner robbed a hit during that stretch. Here's the 1-0 offering, and it's bounced back to the pitcher. Nice glove by Mum. Runs it halfway, underhands it in time. Two up and two down here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up number 24. Looks like Teague Perkins will bat here in the place of Logan Peterson. So Teague taking a bat and standing in. Notation made on the lineup card. And he will be ready to go. Two outs, nobody on here in the top of the sixth. A sun-drenched diamond now at Platteville. Mom from the windup. Here's the pitch to Teague. It's swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Ethan Haiti due next. Not a wrestling match tonight. Nothing in one. From the windup, Trenton Mum with the pitch. Curveball, strike two. That was a wicked one for the batter. Wound up inside corner. Would have been very difficult to make contact with. Nothing in two. Mum back and ready. From the windup, the pitch to Teague is swung on and fouled back. Good cut. He stays alive. Trenton Mum has gone the distance for Platteville. We're not privy to the pitch count, but again, I think I'd be surprised if he finishes the game tonight. Two strikes again on the batter. Mum from the windup. There's the pitch down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Platteville leading it by five here in the sixth inning. Mum shakes off the sign and now is ready. 1-2 offering to Teague Perkins. It's taken, strike three called, and that'll do it for the Hornets in the sixth inning. Six strikeouts for Trenton Mum of Platteville. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number six here at Legion Field in Platteville. The Hillmen lead the Hornets 9-4 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
In the bottom of the sixth inning for Platteville, Keegan Coffey will be followed by Jesse Key and Carson Key here at the inning. Action coming your way from WRCO Radio tonight, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. 9-4, Platteville leading. Last of the sixth inning here at Legion Field. Thomas Hona remains on. This will be his third inning of work. Pirates leading the Brewers 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning. There's one bounce back to the pitcher. Nice play by Hunter. Underhand to Bosworth, and there is one away. McCoffey grounds back to the pitcher, a 1-3 put out. And this is Cam Key. He has struck out. But check that. This is Jesse Key. The Keys are back-to-back. They've been the key in the ballgame, too. Here comes the pitch, and this one is going to be called a strike. Roundhouse curve by Thomas Hohner, and he gets the call. Jesse Key had the grand salami back in the third inning, which changed this ball game. It was 2-1 at the time. Here's a rip toward left field, and past Lane Miller's diving effort. That'll be a base hit for Jesse Key. So a one-out single. That brings up Cam Key. He has grounded out and has hit two singles. The Platteville catcher. Hillmen leading 9-4. Hornets will have the 8, 9, and 1 batteries up. in the top of the seventh inning. Owner now working from the stretch with a runner at first base. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left field, and the left fielder over, center fielder over. They won't get it. It gaps. Coming around second base is Jesse Key. He'll be in sliding. And Cam Key with another base hit. So Platteville has two aboard in the sixth inning with one away, and that'll bring up Garrison Tashner. Timeout for a courtesy runner coming in for the catcher. Cam Key comes out. Number eight, Dylan Weigel, comes in to run. He's at first. Owner trying to finish this one strong for the Hornets. Infield will be at double play depth here. Bottom of six in Platteville. Owner working from the stretch. Runners leading at 1-3. Here's the pitch. Runner going to second. Throw down there. They're going through with it. The tag is made, and they got him. Jacob McDonald throwing down to Lane Miller, the shortstop covering. The runner stays at third on the play. Nice throw by McDonald, and equally well done by the shortstop Miller. So two away now. Runner remains at third. Platteville stayed at third, not thinking the Hornets were going to go away, go through with a throw to second, and they did. Here's the pitch. Changeup swung on and missed. So two strikes on the batter, nothing in two on Garrison Tashner. Runner at third base. Here's the pitch inside. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Jesse Key back at third base. Platteville threatening for an insurance run. Owner ready, one off, 1-2 offering is called, strike three, and a good one. One of Thomas's best pitches of tonight's relief appearance. He gets the strikeout in the inning, and that's his first of the ball game. And that will do it for Platteville. No runs, couple of hits, no errors, and one left at third. We go to inning number seven this evening. Looks like Platteville will have a man coming out in relief of Trenton Mum. We'll have that for you when we return. 9-4. Platteville leads Richland Center in area baseball from WRCO Sports.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All American Do It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex composite at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Platteville makes a pitching change. It's Riley Donahoe who moves over from third base, and he will be trying to finish it up for Platteville. His team leading it by five runs. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. High school baseball coming your way tonight. Weather has shaped up here a little bit. I think the wind has died down somewhat. We have some sun here at the field today. The batter scheduled is Ethan Haney. Yep, looks like he's in the hitter's circle. He'll be up first, followed by Thomas Hohner, and then Brady Dosh. Scheduled hitters for Richland Center. Fairly busy schedule for the Hornets coming up. It's always busy. Platteville will be hosting Lancaster on Thursday and then playing New Glarus and Mount Horeb on Friday in a little bit of a tournament. Hornets will be at Dodgeville on Thursday. They'll play these guys, Platteville, next Tuesday at home at the Richland Center baseball field. Here's Ethan Haiti. He's had two hits today for Richland Center, both singles. And here's the pitch.